You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Dom at the controls.
Thank you.
Every morning. They're here.
Coffee.
At the break of dawn, get your coffee on.
We're here, and we're asking for your opinions as well. You know, tell us what you think. Our topic, of course, this half hour is going to be Charlie Kirk. So if you have something you'd like to add, text us or voice note us as well. Mm-hmm. We're going to try to get into this a little bit deeper.
You can also call us, 608-879-8255.
Yeah.
7 minutes past the hour, some sunshine breaking through the early morning clouds. Highs today in the mid-70s, right now 57 degrees here. Checking the WMDXRadio.com website, the poll question is still up for today and tomorrow. What's the most challenging part of getting to the Dane County Farmers Market? Finding parking still leads the way at 41%. The others along the line, bumping into 47 people you know before you can even get once around the square. That's at 25%. And then waiting in Stella's spicy cheese bread line and accidentally buying too many kohlrabi. Those are both at 16%. You can always check out the poll at WMDXRadio.com. Coming up in our next half hour, Jim Santel will join us, attorney at law.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about what's happening at the Supreme Court and anything else that comes up legally. All right, let's get into it.
All right. Everybody knows that Charlie Kirk was killed on a campus yesterday, Utah Valley University. He was speaking there, debating as he always does. He does his presentation. He asks for people to disprove what he's saying. And mm-hmm. I think this was one of those events. Prove Me Wrong was posted up all over the place.
Right.
And I just want to mention this about social media. I'm a little disturbed by social media in this case, because I was directed to Facebook to watch Charlie Kirk get shot. Mm. And I didn't think that they would allow those posts to be on Facebook. I mean, I'm just saying. I don't think this is something we all need to see.
Right.
If you want to see that particular video, I guess you could do a deeper search, but not as easily accessible as something like Facebook. There's just something wrong now with the ability to not have to screen anything that they post on Facebook at this point.
Yeah, you know, there's 3,000 people at this event, and you know how many cell phone cameras are rolling or are recording.
There were a lot of them.
Tons of them. Now we're seeing all that video, and once it's on the internet, it's there. You can't. I don't know that they have any kind of delay to control that kind of video.
They can take it off they notice it. Once it's there, they can take it off. I'm not for censoring. I'm for taking brutal videos off. You don't need to see something like this. You can certainly read about it if you want. But to see it, I don't know. It just seems this whole thing seems wrong. This is, seems like we would not have seen this maybe 10, no, okay, a year or two ago. Mm. We would never have seen this on there.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, a lot of people would call that censorship. I don't think we need to see brutal, bloody killings mm-hmm. on Facebook or on any of these social media sources, or the major ones at least, right?
Yeah.
You can search out on other, darker web sites if you want.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, but again, once it's out there, it's. I don't know how they should be able to patrol it, But I don't know if they have that kind of control.
I would say it's really hard to as well, because I've seen, you know, I've already seen lots of videos of it get taken down.
Yeah.
But so many people repost it and bring it back up, it's almost impossible for the algorithm to contain all of those videos.
Yeah. Well, that was just my big complaint. I was a little surprised that somebody said, hey, just go to Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I did. And I pointed my MAGA friend in Milwaukee to go there and check it out. Gave him a link to it. And just spread it around myself. What the hell, right? But anyway, quite a reaction from the shooting. Trump had a comment. He came out with a video. And let's listen to his commentary here. This is Trump.
To my great fellow Americans, I am filled with grief and anger at the heinous assassination of Charlie Kirk on a college campus in Utah. Charlie inspired millions, and tonight, all who knew him and loved him are united in shock and horror. Charlie was a patriot who devoted his life to the cause of open debate. This is a dark moment for America. Charlie Kirk traveled the nation, joyfully engaging with everyone interested in good faith debate.
Joyfully.
For years, those on the radical left have compared wonderful Americans like Charlie to Nazis and the world's worst mass murderers and criminals. This kind of rhetoric is directly responsible for the terrorism that we're seeing in our country today, and it must stop right now.
All right, I just want to interrupt here because Charlie Kirk has some interesting friends. These are white nationalists that he's hung out with, he's had on the show, he's talked to. He spreads that word. That is part of what Charlie does, to hide that and to portray it as something happy and go-lucky, and he goes around talking to people and getting their input. I think, you know, the fact that he went around trying to disprove other people and make fun of them for their answers, for what they believed, you know, it goes both ways. And this praise is a little over the top, but let's continue.
Yeah, especially the word joyful.
Yeah. Yes.
Go ahead.
My administration will find each and every one of those who contributed to this atrocity and to other political violence, including the organizations that fund it and support it, as well as those who go after our judges, law enforcement officials, and everyone else who brings order to our country.
Okay.
Radical.
Going after the judges, right?
Yeah.
Who the hell is going after the judges, Trump? Trump goes after the judges. He vilifies them. They dox the judges and his wife and everybody else in the family. He's promoting this.
Yeah.
And he's acting like, well, you know, the left is doing this. He's blaming the left right away. No one knows who the killer is yet.
Right. Well, yeah, exactly. And nobody's a bigger promoter of hate speech than Donald Trump.
Absolutely. Let's continue.
To our country, radical left political violence has hurt too many innocent people and taken too many lives. Tonight, I ask all Americans to commit themselves to the American values for which Charlie Kirk lived and died. Charlie was the best of America, and the monster who attacked him was attacking our whole country. An assassin tried to silence him with a bullet, but he failed, because together we will ensure that his voice, his message, and his legacy will live on for countless generations to come. Today, because of this heinous act, Charlie's voice has become bigger and grander than ever before, and it's not even close.
I live like a capitalist every single day, Cenk. Hey, I live as a capitalist.
Okay, just hold on. Just pause it here. Yeah. I want you to play the next cut, not that. That kind of runs into this cut that I definitely want to play, and that is cut 68. Hold on to that just a moment here. I want to say something first. Look, it's a horrible thing that happened.
Yes.
We don't want to silence people this way, obviously. You know, it's a tragedy, even for anybody on the right, especially a guy like Charlie Kirk. No one deserves anything like this. This is horrific. This is not free speech. This is the worst way you could certainly deal with the opposition. We don't want to see things like this happening. I mentioned to Tim Slecker how I think a lot of the people on the right wanted to actually promote stuff like this, that their lives were in danger if they spoke on campus. They suggested this. And if you suggest something like that, it's going to make somebody think, hey, maybe I should try something like this, shoot somebody. We don't know who the shooter is. We don't know if they're from the left, the right. We don't know who they are. To assume this and to say this is a misdirection play, and I think it's just, you know, using it for their political advantage, period. Now, I want you to get an idea of what Charlie Kirk does talk about, what he does say. Let's listen to this track.
I live like a capitalist every single day, Cenk. I live as a capitalist, okay?
Hey.
I live what I believe.
No.
What do? I get charity every single year.
Crime, like, I'm sorry, if I see a black pilot, I'm going to be like, boy, I hope he's qualified. Because of DEI, it begs the question, when you see a black pilot, you wonder, you say, I hope they are qualified. If I'm dealing with somebody in customer service who's a moronic black woman, I wonder, is she there because of her excellence, or is she there because of affirmative action? Almost creates thought patterns that are not necessarily... No one really cares when it's HR managers. No one cared when it was, you know, just kind of paper shufflers or even engineers. But now when it's like, wait, hold on a second. You're going to remove my appendix and you're a black lesbian.
Charlie Kirk.
Amazing stuff.
Wow.
So that's the kind of stuff we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think this praise goes a little over the top, you know, flags at half mast, as Trump always puts it. Instead
staff.
Of staff, you know.
Right.
Let's go to the phones right away. We've got Charles from Milwaukee on the line.
Yep. Charles, good
Hi, Charles.
Morning. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, I hate that he was killed. I am not a fan of guns. I tell anybody that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for his family, his kids. He spewed hate. There was nothing positive about this guy except for he spewed hate. He denigrated people of color, people that didn't look like him. Yeah. I'm concerned about where is the outrage for the kids that were shot at school yesterday?
Yes.
The right never seems to be outraged by kids being killed, whether it's kids in inner cities, whether it's kids that are at school, whether it's kids that have gotten a hold of a loaded gun, playing with it, and it goes off. Where is the out? I'm on Facebook, and I'm like, wow, I got friends that were, oh, Charlie Kirk, yes, I feel sorry for him. But not one of them said, but three kids were shot at a school today where they went to go learn, not spewing hate like this guy did every day.
Mm-hmm.
These were innocent kids that were gunned down, and hopefully they won't die.
Yeah.
No outrage about that from the right. The president, who spews hate every single day, had the nerve to say the things he said yesterday, like this guy was just this humble, great guy.
Yeah.
This guy spewed hate every single day. He should not have died for it.
No.
But Charles, he was no champion of the American people.
Well put, Charles.
Yes, well Appreciate said. It. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for your call. 19 past the hour. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll talk with Jim Santel. We'll have more of your phone calls.
I have a quote from Charlie Kirk that'll put all of this into perspective, okay?
That's coming up
next.
Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
No more king.
We're going to elect a president.
No more king.
He's going to do what the people want.
No more king.
We're going to run things our way.
No more WMDX, John and Cordy, 92.7. We're talking about Charlie Kirk this morning. Getting a lot of feedback here. We've got a few texts, and Carrie, I'm going to play a cut. that you suggested here. Charlie Kirk said this a while back, and I think this puts everything in perspective. Let's listen.
I think it's worth to have a cost of, unfortunately, some gun deaths every single year so that we can have the Second Amendment to protect our other God-given rights. That is a prudent deal. It is rational. Nobody talks like this. They live in a complete alternate universe. So then how do you reduce? Very simple. People say, oh, Charlie, how do you stop school shootings? I don't know.
That's it.
I can't stand the word empathy, actually. I think empathy is a made-up New Age term that does a lot of damage, but...
Yeah. You know, it's just that... I don't know. I mean, he pretty much predicted what would happen.
Right.
And it's just, it's shocking. In fact, this last discussion that he had just before he was shot.
Yes.
Was all about guns.
Mm-hmm.
The question from an audience member, do you know how many transgender Americans have been mass shooters over the last 10 years? And Kirk says too many. The same audience member went on to say the number is 5 and proceeded to ask if Kirk knows how many mass shooters there have been in America over the last 10 years. Kirk said, counting or not counting gang violence? The actual answer is 5,700. So I have this cut from Nancy Mace. She was asked a question about this congressperson, Nancy Mace. Let's listen to cut 65, I believe. Let's hear it.
I'm going to say this. Democrats own what happened today. I am devastated. My kids have called panicking. They probably, all the kids of every conservative in the country call panicking. Just because you speak your mind on an issue doesn't mean you get shot.
Then by that logic, do Republicans own the shooting of the two Democratic lawmakers in Minnesota?
Political.
Isn't this on both
sides?
Are
you kidding me?
No, I'm asking you.
We don't know
question.
What condition Charlie Kirk is in right now. Some raging leftist lunatic put a bullet through his neck, and you want to talk about Republicans right now? No.
No, I'm asking you.
No, not
you,
at all.
You said the Democrats
have
owned
it. No, this is
on, the
Democrats own this.
But isn't there a problem with political violence across the spectrum?
We're talking about Charlie Kirk right now.
Yes, so we don't want to talk about, what happened
shootings.
On the right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we don't want to do that. How about this? This is cut 66 from Jesse Waters, Fox News host. Mm-hmm. Listen.
Trump gets hit in the ear. Charlie gets shot dead. They came after Kavanaugh with a rifle to his neighborhood. They went after Musk's cars. They just shot two Jews outside the embassy. Think about it. Scalise got shot, barely survived. It's happening. You got trans shooters. You got riots in L.A. They are at war with us. Whether we want to accept it or not, they are at war with us. And what are we going to do about it? How much political violence are we going to tolerate? And that's the question we're just going to have to ask ourselves. Now, Charlie would want us to put as much pressure on these people as possible. Dana nailed it. This is unacceptable and has to stop. And it has to stop now. And everybody's accountable. And we're watching what they're saying on television. And who's saying what? The politicians, the media, and all of these rats out there. This can never happen again. It ends now. Greg's right again. This is a turning point, and we know which direction we're going.
Mm. All right.
That was Jesse Waters from Fox. Steve Bannon also declared this is war. I saw a clip of him.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Jones, same thing.
Same thing.
This is war. This is them against us.
If they could just say the same thing after a school shooting, then they'd have more credibility. I'm sorry. I don't believe any of this crap. Mehdi Hasan put out a list, by the way. He put out a list of the shootings from the right, okay? The man who targeted and killed Democratic State Representative Melissa Hortman was a Trump supporter. The man who targeted the home of Democrat Governor Josh Shapiro for a Trump supporter. The men who wanted to hang Pence were Trump supporters. The man who targeted and killed the son of Obama-appointed District Judge Esther Salas was a Trump supporter. The man who tried to kidnap Nancy Pelosi and assaulted her husband was a Trump supporter. The men who were convicted trying to kidnap Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer were Trump supporters. The man who sent pipe bombs to the homes of Obama and Biden was a Trump supporter. There's no equivalent or even similar list of Obama or Biden supporters who have carried out similar murders, attempted murders, or violent acts. That's according to Mehdi Hassan, who put out a list.
Yeah, well, that's says it all.
It does.
That's quite the list.
It does.
Yeah.
And then we had Scott Ross, who we have to have on this show as a guest, a Wisconsin political commentator. He found a post from Derek Van Orden. While Democrats all at all levels are publicly condemning the political violence, Van Orden is threatening political violence.
Yeah.
So it's just one thing after the next here. It's you know, it's back and forth.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we're really not getting to the actual problem, and that's called guns.
Yeah. Political violence is bad on both sides. And it's...
That's right.
It's ingrained seemingly in our culture because of guns and the readily available.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they haven't even found the man who shot Charlie Kirk.
Yeah.
And but they're jumping to the conclusion it's somebody on the left.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't, the thing is that violence like this is going to happen because people are instigating this violence. How many times have you heard Trump go after Democrats and liberals and woke? Mm-hmm. Anytime they say woke, they're talking liberals, and they want to get rid of woke, which means they want to get rid of liberals. This is getting dangerously out of control.
29 past the hour, Jim Santel will join us after the Midwest Food and Farm Report on WMDX. It's John Peterson, Gordy Young. Stay with us. Time to throw a drowning man a line. Peace on earth. Tell the ones who hear no sound, whose sons are living in the ground. Peace on earth. No, who's the wise, no one cries.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning, Dom at the controls, time once again for,
yes,
Amicus, a law review.
Yes, we have Jim Santel standing by here. It is 7:35, highs today in the mid-70s, right now 56 degrees. Before we get to Jim, Mark has been waiting patiently on the phones here. Mark, go ahead with your comment, and we need you to keep it a little short here. We have Jim waiting for us, but go ahead, please.
Not a problem, brothers. Charlie Kirk, who actually didn't mind school shootings at all, and thought that was just the price we have to pay for it. Considering the Second Amendment is always secure liberties, I mean that our liberties are established by our governments to secure these rights. Governments are instituted among men. The preamble to the Constitution includes both the general welfare and domestic tranquility in it. Mm-hmm. And these guys have, for a long time, Charlie Kirk and his conservative minions and full thinkers, they're protesting the things that they're protesting in the Confederacy, the doctrines of natural liberty, human equality, and the social contract. They do not believe there's a social contract out there. And the shooting of Charlie Kirk was unacceptable. But for these people to say, well, it's declaring war against us, I mean, for God's sakes, they got, Alex Jones talking about this, the guy who denies Sandy Hook happened? We did not have declared war on conservatives over the shooting of the people in Minneapolis or any other, Giffords was in Arizona who got shot, we didn't declare war then against conservatives because that was a conservative that shot her. I mean, that
Gabby Giffords.
Asymmetric warfare that they're practicing against us is and we can't hate using the word war, but it's got to be a war of words. It can't be a war of bullets.
Yeah. All right.
Well said.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
I forgot about Gabby.
Gabby Giffords. Yeah.
That was another
that was horrible. Yeah.
Yeah. Example. I don't want to list examples. We just got to get rid of these damn weapons. And let's talk to
Jim
our
Santel
guest this morning and find out what your input is, what your thoughts are on all of this.
Yeah,
Jim, what do you think about this?
Good morning, gentlemen, to your listeners. Another profoundly sobering day in the life of America and the history of our nation. We know, frankly, what the solutions to this are. I'll offer a couple of things. I happen to be there serving as the president of the board of directors of a group called WAVE. Mm-hmm. It is a nonpartisan, nonpolitical group that advocates for rational, reasonable, balanced, and legal and constitutional conditions on the possession and use of firearms. We know going back to 2008, the first time in our nation's history, that in a case called Heller, Antonin Scalia said for the first time in our history that there is a constitutional right to possess weapons individually in the home for self-defense purposes. We never interpreted the Second Amendment that way before until 2008. It was reaffirmed just a few years ago in another case called Bruin. Again, another Supreme Court justice writing for the majority said that you can also take those weapons out into the street and you've got a constitutional right. That's the law in America, and yes, we embrace the rule of law even on a day when we have had these horrific events, plural, yesterday. Mm-hmm. We know what the statistics are. We can all cite them, and we condemn with absolute clarity
yes.
and without condition everything that happened yesterday as to Charlie Clerk at Utah Valley University and mm-hmm. the students at Evergreen High School, the many others. It is all unacceptable. It is all tragic. And here's the point of all that. In 418 days from today, you know this well, 418 days from today, we go to the polls and we elect the 120th Congress of the United States of America. That includes 435 members of the House of Representatives. That includes a third of the United States Senate. If you go to the polls and you elect people who are committed to making a difference and changing what happened in America, you can do it. Why? Because we know what works. We know that if you get rid of assault weapons in America, that happened back in the 90s. We know that the incidents of these kinds of things happen. We know that if you do the gun show loophole and create universal background checks, we know that that works. We know that safe gun storage works. We know that extreme risk protection orders work. I can go on. WAVE and others talk about these things all the time. How do we know that they work? Because in those states in the country that have enacted these kinds of things, they have got a dramatically, dramatically, statistically lower incidence of, yes, school shootings and mass shootings and individual shootings of the sort that we are once again talking about America. America, you know what works. Go to the polls in 418 days from today and elect people who in their first hours and the 120th Congress on January 2nd of 2027 will introduce legislation and pass it and change America so that we can begin to address these issues. We know what happens. We know it works to respond to it. And we've got it within our purview to make a change here so that Charlie Kirk's and the Evergreen High School and all of the others that we can talk about, 309 mass shootings in America just since January 1 of this year alone, mass shootings, four or more people shot. We can change that. And when the people look back on the history of this time and they're going to ask whether it's children, grandchildren, what did you do? The answer is we knew what we could do. It's effectively like solving a serious medical issue. We've got the solution to it. The question of history will be, why didn't you act? Why didn't you stop to do this? And the answer is Americans have it within their purview to do just that. We've always had it within our purview. Mm-hmm. 418 days from now, you go to the polls and not single issue voters, but people who, again, are rational, reasonable people who will say, yes, indeed, we can enact these things. We can make a safer nation where the Charlie Kirks of the future are not assassinated, where the children at Evergreen High School are not shot. We can mm-hmm. do this, and let's do it. Let's make it happen.
So you head up a group called WAVE, and you're looking yes. at the best ways to control firearms in some way, shape, or right. form. You know, the right has complained about this kind of control, even though they say guns are a right that we have, constitutional sure. right that we have, but we also have a constitutional right to vote. And they made us right. jump through hoops, one hoop after the next, just to cast a ballot. That's okay, but we can't put one hoop up, for owning a gun, which drives me crazy. Now, here's a point. RFK Jr. came up with another gun violence excuse, SSRIs, and that's a class of medications used to treat mental health conditions like depression and anxiety. While MAGAs blame mental health for shootings and the need for treatment, RFK Jr. is now saying that the treatment and those drugs are turning people into shooters. So you can't even use the drugs nowadays,
right,
you can't treat people with mental conditions because the drugs are creating shooters too. There's no way out of this box.
Exactly. And to those points, that is the solutions that are out there. Again, here's your civics lesson, which I am always inclined to do with the two of you and all of your listeners. I talked about Heller back in 2008, yeah. Bruin in 2015. In both of those cases, you know who told us that your right to carry firearms is conditional? It can be restricted and can be limited by the government.
I know who you're talking about.
Antonin Scalia.
That's right. Yeah. Yes.
And he says that, you know what? There's nothing about our decisions. And yes, Clarence Thomas and others recite the same thing in Bruin 3 years ago. There is nothing about the right under the Second Amendment, and it is there. Yes, we can debate whether or not it really is there, but that is part of our constitutional law today. You have a personal right to own weapons. You do not have an unconditional right. And so when people say, Jim, I've got gun rights. Yes, you do. Absolutely. And there's also a prerogative, and I would offer an obligation of government to restrict those based upon all sorts of things, including the places and times of manufacture, sale, distribution, use, possession, all those kinds of things. And Antonin Scalia and the United States Supreme Court have said that your right to own and possess and, yes, use weapons in America is conditioned. It is restricted by all of those things. There is nothing about the list I gave before that is unconstitutional. You can do all of those things tomorrow within the ambit of the constitutional law. Do it. It's just that simple.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Boy, that's well said.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. We've got CJ on the line. CJ, what do you got for us today?
Thanks for taking my call,
sure.
Gentlemen. Sad day in America.
Yes.
You know, and I've heard some of your callers, they sure don't know Charlie Kirk, because the man preached about God and country, faith, and the love of his fellow human beings. And he called people to the microphone, front of the line, like you guys do sometimes, people that disagree with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I met him twice, proudly.
Mm-hmm.
I heard someone say that he loves school shootings or whatever. He spoke the truth about the black community. Only 20% of kids born in the black community have a father or two parents in the home today, compared to probably 25, 30 years ago, which it used to be 80%. He cared about the black community. He wanted kids to have both parents in the home because he saw the destruction of the family structure. And he preached, he loved to have people dispute or question his beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't believe, you shouldn't believe that this man preached hate, because if you hear him, he's trying to, whether you agree with him or disagree with him,
yeah.
He treated people with respect.
Well, he said that he didn't really trust black pilots. I think there's a problem there. What do you think of his quote where he said, I think, guys, we just played it.
What he said was, if they're getting extra points, DEI.
He doesn't know that, though. CJ, he doesn't know that. So to assume because they're black, do they have that training?
They tried to infuse DEI.
Let's set that aside for a second. What about his comment?
Okay.
I think it's worth to have a cost of, unfortunately, some gun deaths every single year so that we can have the Second Amendment to protect our God-given rights. How about that comment? He became a victim himself at this point.
Well, I tell you what, he did it doing what he believed. He didn't believe in violence. He didn't believe that it's okay.
But it's okay for people to lose their lives just as long as we keep the Second Amendment.
I think we should keep the Second Amendment. Legal gun owners and law-abiding citizens.
But some gun deaths every single year is okay. having some gun deaths per year is okay, just so we have that right.
Well, I tell you what, it's not going to change.
All right.
Legal gun ownership should be allowed in this country.
It should change.
These people that are evil, it's the person that pulled the trigger, guys.
Yeah.
It's not the gun.
No, it is the gun. Actually, it was a gun, by the way, a long distance away from a building top. So if he had a knife, it wouldn't have been a danger. All right. Oh, no, CJ, we got to go. We've got our guest here. Okay. I want to mention this too, Jim. You're part of a group that is looking at ways to make gun safety better in this country. Your group is WAVE. Has there ever been talk about maybe getting an insurance policy in place? Require insurance.
And Jim will give you a chance to answer that question when we come back. A quick break here. We're coming right back with Jim Santel on John and Gordy, WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
We can change the world. We arrange the world. It's time to get better.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning. Our guest, Jim Santel from Amicus Law Review. You can hear his show 9 to 11 on Saturday mornings. And we've got a few questions for him.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a couple of texts here that we want to get to. Pete from Winneconne says, good morning, guys. First, my condolences to the people grieving Mr. Kirk today. While scrolling through the reactions last night and this morning, I was struck by how quickly conservatives went from thoughts and prayers to the left did this with no proof.
Mm-hmm.
Another one from Darren, why are we letting him lie and put these false facts out there? He was talking about CJ.
Yeah.
Because we want to hear from CJ. CJ's splaining is too much this early morning, according to somebody. No name there. But anyway, that's some of the input there. I asked Jim about some requirement, maybe to have insurance. If you're going to buy a gun, have insurance for it and have the insurance companies decide whether you qualified enough to buy a gun. What do you think, Jim?
Jim Santel, what's your answer?
This is not directly responsible. I will get back to that. There are two kinds of insurance that are out there, and it's not mandated necessarily. But part of our discussion is, of course, about the gun industry itself. And I know it's a broader issue, and it also raises lots of commercial issues as well. But significant as well that in 2025, just a few months ago, the United States Supreme Court, in a unanimous decision, Smith & Wesson is sued by the Mexican government, by Mexico. The name of the case is Smith & Wesson versus Estados Unidos Mexicanos. And in the end, the Supreme Court, and the reason why Mexico brings the lawsuit is they say our crime in Mexico is a result of your producing all these weapons in America. Okay? We're going after the weapons manufacturers. And the Supreme Court comes back and says, you lose, Mexico. And the reason is, of course, something that we are thoughtful about as we think about all these issues on this somber, horrific morning once again. We have the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act passed by the United States Congress a number of years ago. And it says that domestic firearm manufacturers cannot be sued. And the basis for that is the shield that has been provided by the Congress for manufacturers. And so Mexico loses, and again, it's the other reason why suits generally against manufacturers of firearms fail, because the Congress has provided a shield that does not exist from any other companies and manufacturers out there. And it's just an observation as we think again about the kinds of things that are out there. And so that's one perspective. You know, there are two categories of insurance generally: property coverage for the firearms themselves against loss or damage, and liability coverage for incidents that occur during the firearms use. And Some of the policies out there do, in fact, incorporate that, different varieties out there. Yes, the notion is, of course, we're providing insurance to prevent this horrific thing that will happen.
Yeah.
Let's get to the core purpose issues, which I said before. We can prevent the core things from happening by doing things like background checks and safe gun storage and all those things. Yes, you put together the package of things that address this. Those are several of them.
Jim, and to your point, you know, we were talking during the break about, putting laws in place. And I mentioned this, that in Australia, before 1996, they had no national registration system for guns, no ban on semi-automatic weapons. There was a horrible situation where a number of people died due to gun violence. It was a mass shooting. And then they put laws into effect, because they had inconsistent state laws. They put those in effect. They put in registration. They put in all kinds of background checks. And the gun deaths, went way down. And, Australia, right. What is it going to take? When is it going to happen that the United States wakes up? This can be done. It can happen. It happened in Australia. There's other places around the world that don't have near the level of gun violence that we have. What's it going to take?
And there is our actual civics, our government laboratory right there.
Yes.
We know it works. Implement it, right? For what it's worth, just to add one more thing about the insurance issue that you asked about. Mm-hmm. The other piece of this, again, liability insurance for legal liability. It's always does not cover intentional or illegal acts. Insurance companies do not want to be insuring people who are engaging in intentional illegal acts, including obviously homicides and attempted homicides of the sort we saw yesterday. So it's an interesting issue.
Yes.
Also underscoring, what are we doing in America? What are we doing in America? We're even having that kind of discussion. It is very, very troubling, as you both have so very well and eloquently.
We touched on it right away, the fact that, the Second Amendment was misinterpreted in the first place, thanks to Justice Scalia seeing something that no one else ever saw in the Second Amendment. In fact, it almost seems like the Second Amendment is doesn't really apply anymore because we don't have some of the, the laws that were needed back when the country first started, right?
And again, the real focus on, if you look at some of the history and Scalia, we do a historical analysis into that conclusion nobody had before 2008. But again, we focus upon the notion of the right of people to put together a militia.
Yeah.
That's always been the discussion.
Jim, we got to leave it there. Sometime we'll have to go back and hear what Warren Berger had to say back in the 60s. Too.
Oh, yeah.
That's
a
great clip.
We have that clip.
We'll have to get to that some other time. Jim Santel, thanks for joining us. Tomorrow on the show, it's our 500th episode. Rocker will join us. Also, Savannah Tomei Olson, Pam Yonke will be here, and a surprise special guest tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. All right. I don't even know about the guest.
I know. Yeah. That's going to do it for us. Stephanie Miller is next. We hope you have a good day. So long.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.